We will now have the performance of the Sai Symphony. Sai Symphony is due to an inspiration from Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. This inspiration was to compose a symphony based on the avatar's life. It has 5 movements, each one corresponding to about 16 years of Bhagavan's life. It has been specially composed over the last 1 year by Mr. Mike Herting from Cologne, Germany. Mr. Herting had no knowledge of Baba earlier, but yet accepted to do this composition. He has made 5 trips to India for this work and has visited all the places connected with Bhagavan. He has also talked extensively to many devotees, young and old. In his own words, this labor of love has brought out a profound transformation in Mr. Herting and given him much happiness. I now request Mr. Herting to come forward. The conductor of this international orchestra is Dr. Michael Kohler, a long-time devotee of Bhagavan. Dr. Kohler is associated with the Leipzig Philharmonic Orchestra. I now request Dr. Kohler to come forward. This orchestra consists of musicians from 16 countries, some of whom are coming here for the first time. Our own students are both a part of the orchestra as well as the choir. These musicians are those, many of whom are working with professional orchestras. They have been graduating from leading conservatoires and are deeply engrossed in the profession of music. It is indeed Bhagavan's grace that we have been able to assemble all of them to come to Puttaparthi to perform. Apart from these, leading artists from India are also participating. The Indian Percussion Ensemble is led by Guru Karaikudi Mani. Along with Amrit V. Suresh and Sai Shravanam. May I request them to come forward. The melodic soloists are Sudha Raghunathan, Shashank, Dr. Devashish Bhattacharya, Ganesh and Kumaresh, Mandolin Rajesh, and Anjana Rajagopalan. May I request them to come forward. We also have three renowned musicians from overseas as soloists. Mr. Heinar Wiberny from Germany. Pape Samori Sek from Senegal. And Cheikh Lebhad from Mauritania. Yes, there goes. I now request the musicians also to rise and the audience to welcome them. The Sai Symphony is a unique one, and such a symphony has never before been done. For the first time, Indian classical rhythm and music has been meticulously notated and scored to synchronize with the Western music form to enable perfect harmony between the two. This is the first time in the world that this has been done. This symphony is offered with love at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan on the 90th birthday. Jai Sai Ram! Thank you.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you.
Sai Ram. The second performance of the Sai Symphony will be held in Delhi on the 28th of November in the Jawaharlal Nehru Indoor Stadium. We want to take Swami's message of love all, serve all to the capital of India. This entire team is going to Delhi. Including the students of the Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Dear brothers and sisters, for this achievement, we have to give gratitude to our beloved Bhagwan. It was his sankalpa, it was his mission, it was his idea, which got translated into action today by His grace.
वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु जी बोलो वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु जी बोलो सत्यनाम 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 जी बोलो सत्यनाम 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 जी बोलो
शंकर देवा
ಶಂಕರ ರೇವಾ ಭೋಲೆ ಬಾಬಾ ಮಹಾದೇವಾ
ಪಾಹಿ ಪ್ರಭೋ ಶರಣಂ ದೇವಾ.
Ram Hare Sai Krishna Hare Sarva Dharma Priya Sai Hare Ram Hare Sai Krishna Hare Sarva Dharma Priya Sai Hare ताई भगवान साई राम ताई राम साई राम ताई राम साई राम ताई
माता Narayana Narayana Om Jai Sat जय साई बाबा जी की जय।